Now, the Stormont talks are grappling with other issues, including welfare reform, budget stalemates. I thought we should get an update this morning with the journalist and commentator Brian Rowan. Brian, just remind us about this panel to review paramilitary activity.
Well, the panel review was commissioned by the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, into paramilitary structures, role and purpose. It's not just about the IRA, but loyalists also. So that report from the panel, and the panel is made up of Lord Carlisle, Stephen Shaw, QC, and the former senior civil servant, Rosalie Flanagan. That report is due in the talks next week, Stephen. So the steps before then will be a co-authored PSNI MI5 intelligence assessment across that wide frame of paramilitary groups. The Assistant Chief Constable, Will Kerr, is leading for the police on that piece of work. I imagine that in terms of their contact with the panel, Stephen, that will happen in two bits, that there will be some sharing of secret and sensitive information in controlled circumstances, and then there will be a discussion about what of that can be placed in the public and the political realm. The police clearly determined to prove the veracity of assessments that they gave, both on the Kevin McGuigan murder, when they said that they believed that members of the IRA were involved in that killing, and also the assessment they give about the continuing and continued existence of an IRA leadership structure, albeit in some new role now. The police view of it is that it's there not on a war footing, but to manage the peace process. So the panel will have to decide whether it all adds up or whether it subtracts down.
Well, the UDA, Brian, have pretty much delivered their findings, haven't they? They've said via Loyalist Magazine that they're going nowhere.
Yes, that's right. And that's in the South Belfast Loyalist Magazine. That's the part of the UDA under the command of Jackie MacDonald. The editorial touches on the police assessment of the McGuigan murder and the existence of that IRA leadership structure. And in its editorial, the UDA says, or that part of the UDA in South Belfast says, we will wait and see which way it pans out. But rest assured, the UDA are still in existence and won't be leaving any stage whilst Republicans of any faction still exists. It goes on to say the organisation was set up with the protection of their community at its heart, And this we will maintain. So the panel, as I said to you, Stephen, is not just about the IRA. It's about that wide frame of paramilitary organisations. And I'm sure they will note what has been said in that editorial, and that they will also hear very detailed assessments from the police.
Okay.
In terms of where all of that sits, I'll just tell you very quickly, Stephen, it's been described to me in terms of the panel's interaction with the police at a critical phase. I'm pretty sure that the panel has met the Chief Constable and that there will be further meetings in the days ahead before that report goes into the talks next week.
Brian, thank you very much.